Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at science, health, and technology. Thanks for listening. I'm Ellie Moxley. This week, we'll take a look at one local group's efforts to curb smoking in Callaway County. But first, we examine how wet weather has dampened the spirits of some Missouri farmers. Record rain kept many of them out of the field last month. Nearly a foot of rain fell on Boone County in October. The rest of the state averaged about 9 inches. As KBIA's Rebecca Thiel reports, Missouri farmers are now hoping the warm, dry weather will hold out until they can harvest their crops.
Boone County farmer David Grant stands on the edge of a 15-acre field of soybeans. He looks out over the saturated ground. He says he could have a great soybean crop this year, if only he could get to it.
It is frustrating to, be stuck with, what you think is a pretty good crop and not being able to get it out of the field.
Because of record rainfall, farmers have had to delay harvesting until both the crops and the soil are dry enough. Grant says trying to harvest now could damage his soybeans, land, and farm equipment.
Now, with as much rain as we've had, the ground's very muddy and our equipment's pretty heavy, and it'll cut down and leave ruts, and we'll possibly get stuck and have other problems.
Grant farms 1,200 acres. Grant says he has only harvested a third of his soybeans. Some of his fields are completely untouched. I'm looking out over one of the soybean fields. No inch of the field has been harvested as of yet, and it's even hard to walk, much less run a combine through here, or any sort of farm equipment. You can hear the squish. But Grant is not the only farmer being forced to wait. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, only 55% of the soybean crop in the U.S. has been harvested. Normally, about 87% would be harvested by this time of the year. Director Gene Danicus of Missouri Agricultural Statistics says the rain has delayed other crops as well.
Because soybeans haven't been harvested and corn is so late and it's wet, and most of the wheat should have been planted by the middle of this month. The latest. So everything's really delayed, and it's really putting farmers at a tough spot.
Food prices are not likely to spike, Danicus says, unless there is a dramatic loss in soybean yields. But if the rain continues, he says farmers who want to save their crop might have to foot the bill.
This kind of weather, harvesting is hard on machinery. Machinery parts are expensive. Fuel increases fuel when you're trying to get through the mud rather than a nice solid field. So when you look at all the different aspects of the situation, it's going to affect the farm economy more than anybody else.
As for David Grant, he says he's not ready to risk tearing up his land, so he will just have to wait at the mercy of Mother Nature. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.